Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
To talk more about this Eastern Conference as we get ready for the restart of the NBA season. Jack Armstrong now joining us, the Raptors television analyst on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jack, how you been?
I'm great, Bill. How you doing?
It's great. We're all living in a weird reality right now. I'm doing the show from home. You guys are doing the show out, you know, not in the bubble, so to speak. I was talking with Jim Paschke a little while ago. I'll start with you. How difficult is it for you guys, or weird is it for you guys, not to be there and be seeing that team up close and personal?
Well, you miss it, obviously. You love being around the action and players and coaches and executives, scouts, broadcasters, media, referees, you name it. You miss that. On the other hand, I totally get it. And, 37 people per travel party, and they want to keep it tight. And, I totally agree with that. And, so the only people that are there are, the folks at Turner and ESPN. But, they paid a nine-year, $24 billion U.S., rights deal to the NBA, so money does talk, and I understand that as well. So, the Bucks and the Raptors and the other 20 teams will all be the team broadcasters will be doing the games remotely. And I've done a lot of games in the past, in Canada trying to qualify for the Olympics or World Championships, things like that, before remotely. So That's not the issue. The big challenge with this one is not only doing the game remotely, but there's no fans at the game. So, you want to make sure you generate excitement, and at the same time, you want to make sure there's a good balance between being excited and not being too subdued either. So it's a work in progress. I've done two of the scrimmages already, and I think each time you do it, you get a little better at it.
So tell me about this team and about the viability. I mean, Jim Paschke said, look, until you knock off the champion, they're still the champion. So you tell me how good this Raptors team is.
Well, I think the Raptors are really good. I think they're a contending team, like Milwaukee, like the Clippers, like the Lakers, teams like that, Celtics, there's a lot of really good teams out there. But I think the Raptors behind the Bucks, they have the second best defense in the league behind Milwaukee. Their offense at times struggled, but if you look at the numbers, this is a team that was top five in the league in man games lost, and the four teams above them are all non-playoff teams right now. So this is the best team that had to deal with just a ton of injuries, and yet they have the third best record in the NBA and the second best record overall in the league. I mean, the third best record in the NBA and second best record in the East. So to me, to deal with all that, I think their offensive numbers are skewed a little bit. I think if they have their top eight guys healthy, they'll be even better offensively. They're sound defensively, and I think they'll be right in the hunt, no doubt about it.
The other teams in the East, the Bucks start off against Boston. Obviously, a lot of talk about Ben Simmons and company, Joel Embiid, and the length that they have in Philadelphia. I think the East is probably less top-heavy, if you will, than what the West is. Is there, because you look at the percentages, the Bucks are the ones that are favored to get to the finals, and everybody else kind of falls behind. But who do you see right now as maybe that peskiest team?
You know, it's interesting. No one mentions them, but I think the Miami Heat are a nightmare to deal with. I think they're really well coached. They have I don't know if he's a superstar, but a terrific player in Jimmy Butler. And they shoot the heck out of it from three. And they play a lot of zone. So, you know, they're kind of a different animal. Now, do they have enough experience and true big-time performers? I'm not sure. But, you know, everyone, you know, Philly and the Boston gets all the hype. I feel bad for Indiana with Sabonis' situation. Who knows what's going to happen with Oladipo, whether he actually plays or not. But, you know, I would have put them in that category as well. But I think the team that people are sleeping on a little bit in the East would be Miami. And I'm a big believer, you know, habits, man. I don't know if it was Aristotle or Socrates or somebody really smart said excellence is a habit, not an act. You know, you look at a team like Philadelphia, they were terrific at home and just terrible on the road. I think they were 10-24, if I'm not mistaken, on the road. That's awful. Will playing in a neutral environment help them? Maybe. You know, or on the other hand, are they front runners that play off the crowd? They need a crowd. I don't know. I just know when I look at the Bucks and I look at the Raptors and I look at the Celtics, those teams are good at home. They're good on the road. And I tend to say that they'll probably be really good neutral. And then if you put them up on Mars, they'd probably be good there too. So, you know, so that, to me, I think when you look at the East, probably that team that it would be intriguing would be Miami.
Which, first of all, I agree. I've been talking a lot about Miami over the last couple of days, just about the matchups that they can present. Go back to Nick Nurse. You talked about the matchups and the coaching down in Miami. Nick Nurse, I thought, did a really good job on the Bucks last year. They basically said, Giannis is not going to beat us. Everybody else, we're going to kind of, you know, allow from the outside to try to beat us. And if he can't do it, then we're going to end up winning the game. And that's exactly what happened. So this year, the Bucks come in with a deeper bench, more shooters. Kyle Korver, you start to go with DiVincenzo, different guys that can get it done and get it done from the outside. So it's not just Giannis. How difficult a defensive matchup are the Bucks?
Well, they are. They're a great team. I mean, you know, I could tell you point blank who the key to the Bucks season is. It's Eric Bledsoe. There's no doubt about it. When he's on his game and he's playing well, they're at another gear because he can get downhill and get to the rim. And just like, I mean, Giannis obviously does an amazing job getting to the rim. But when Bledsoe's consistent and he's shooting the ball well and he's running their team in terms of their offensive looks and then setting the tone for their defense at the point of attack, picking the ball up, you know, they're another level team. So I think if you're a Buck fan, I think the X factor is Bledsoe. If you look back at that Raptor series, he had some moments where he really struggled, and they took advantage of that. So I think the Bucks are, I think DiVincenzo, you know, I love how he plays. He's got pop in his game, and he's got a pep in his step, and he's fearless. I remember him from Villanova, and he was really good. And I thought all the minutes he got this year and the confidence Coach Budenholzer showed in him really brought him along to another level. So, you know, and obviously Korver is a hired gun, a professional shooter who's had an amazing career. It's all going to come down to shot making, you know. And to me, you know, I guess the question would be, how much do they miss Brogdon and who fills in those minutes? I think the Bucks with that strategy of, you know, trying to load up on Giannis and make other people beat you. I think when it's all said and done, the Bucks are a terrific team. I love how Middleton's playing right now. He's had a heck of a year. I think it's a lot's going to come down to Bledsoe.
I really liked last year the 1-2 punch of Kawhi Leonard and Siakam. Obviously no Kawhi, but you still got Siakam, the emergence of the third-year guard last year, Freddie VanVleet, and his success. Talk about those two guys, the progression they've made this year in addition to this roster.
Yeah, no, I mean, both of them have. I think Siakam's usage rate is way up, and he's playing with confidence. He's got the ball in his hands more. He's making plays, and as you said, he made big plays in every series in the playoffs. I mean, you look at him in the finals. There were a few games. You know, Kawhi was great in the Philly and Milwaukee series, and Kawhi's great, period. But in the finals, it was just as much a guy like VanVleet and Siakam and Lowry. You know, so to me, I think the experience that he gained through that whole thing has made him a much better player this year. He was a first-team All-Star selection. So, I mean, there's something to be said for that. You know, that's legit. And then VanVleet, his numbers are way up. The guy's just a winner. I mean, you look at him at Wichita State and undrafted, and the guy is just when you look at a guy that has just a great makeup and guards on both sides and plays the game right, and then runs your team, is a shot maker, can shoot from deep. He's a tough guy, and you know, even though you might say, well, Lowry and VanVleet, they're a small backcourt, they don't play small. They're tough as nails, and they'll take your head off. And on the other hand, the Raptors do have size when they need to go big. We've seen the jumbo lineup with Gasol, Siakam, as well as Ibaka, and even Anunoby. So they can play small, they can play big, and I think the Raptors are kind of like a college team with, you know, the old days where guys weren't transferring. Guys actually went to school for 4 years, where you had, two juniors and three seniors, and one of the seniors is a fifth-year senior, and they have chemistry. Right. And, you know, you're very familiar with Wisconsin basketball, the Badgers, you know, and you say to yourself, how did some of those teams that Bo Ryan had go so far in the NCAA tournament? Yep. And I think the sum is more important than the parts. So I think when you look at the Raptors, they're kind of like the NBA's version of Bo Ryan's Wisconsin teams.
There you go. Jack, everybody here can relate to that. I appreciate the analysis. We look forward to talking to you again down the road. Stay safe, and we'll chat soon, okay?
You got it. All the best. Let's hope we're chatting during the Eastern Finals and we have a rematch. That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. That would be great. Jack, appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. All the best.
There you go. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst on TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.